I would like to welcome His Excellency Azan bin Qasim al-Busaidi to ITV's Travel Euro podcast. With so many incredible destinations around the world, the tourism industry is exceptionally competitive. What distinguishes Oman's offer? Why do people choose to visit Oman? And why do they come back?
People choose to visit Oman for so many reasons. Perhaps the first reason is the diversity and authenticity, which is key in terms of Oman's offer. The range of things that people can see and people can do is truly outstanding. And the abundance of diversity of environments, experiences, nature and wildlife, and the warmth and welcome and hospitality of people are very, very special. Visitors as well experience starts with the moment they arrive in the country, and some things that stay with them after they leave is very, very deep and profound. In a competitive global marketplace, all of this is not enough. For us to be able to succeed, we have to have a tourism offer that's exceptional, plus an industry framework and support network that is robust and resilient. In our ministry, the Ministry of Heritage and Tourism, and after we unrolled the tourism strategy, we are now focused on creating the environment where tourism can flourish and grow, enhancing the attraction of our stable and tranquil country through a range of tourism-friendly legislation, including, for example, the ease of visa restrictions, and now citizens of over 100 countries around the world can arrive at Oman without the need of having a pre-approved visa. The range of investor-driven initiatives also has been introduced, such as incentives, streamlining of business registration processes, and the creation of a specialized investment zones for tourism development, as well as the introduction of investor and residency visas. All of these are just few examples of many, many incentives that investors can benefit from in this interesting sector. Importantly as well, the government has been investing in infrastructure, so world-class infrastructure that includes roads, airports and ports, as well as tourism assets, both domestic and of international appeal. Among these are the 1.8 kilometer double zip line, which is the world's longest over water, up north in Khasab. It was recently introduced, and the Oman Across Ages Museum in Manah, which was as well recently opened. These are like landmark, iconic contributions to the tourism ecosystem in the country. Some other projects are coming up in the near future, such as the Oman Botanical Gardens, a fabulous showcase of our treasure chest of biodiversity. We are as well looking at participating in a number of roadshows, promotional campaigns. We have a very strong web presence, and these are all going to contribute in making people choose to visit Oman, and even when they visit Oman, they choose to come back again and again.
You mentioned authenticity as one of the defining factors in Oman's offer. Can this be maintained in the light of this development? Is it in danger of being lost?
Not at all. I think we're far from it. Authenticity is key, and it's an integral part of what we offer here in Oman. Our heritage, which is absolutely central to our authenticity, is not something confined to the past. We live it. It's something that is very much alive. It is at the heart of not only what we offer, but even the way we live. And we are a forward-looking country, but we cherish our heritage. It is integrated into our daily life through living traditions. And these could be experienced in ancient towns and villages where long-standing customs are proudly integrated in our day-to-day life. And of course, tourists can experience these traditions. One thing I would like to emphasize on is that Oman, when making plans for tourism development, we are mindful of our duty to preserve not just Oman's natural beauty and environment, but also we are aware of the need that we need to protect and preserve our national character and our identity. And part of the approach is to empower local communities and make them part of the offering itself. Misfat al-Abriyin and Harat al-Aqr, both in Hamra and in Nizwa, are perfect examples of how this has already been achieved. They are places that offer visitors the chance to genuinely experience the traditions that we have in Oman through ecosystems of accommodation, art, and even folklore. These attractions have been developed and managed by the communities themselves, and the ministry's role was simply to facilitate and now to promote them.
You also mentioned diversity as something that distinguishes Oman's offer. Can you tell us more about what you mean by this?
Diversity in many ways. There is the diversity of our landscapes, so soaring granite mountains, lush wadis, majestic waterfalls, shimmering dunes, coasts dotted with desert islands and endless beaches. This means that the visitor has the immense variety of these things, and the diversity means that we can offer a diversity of experiences, and this is what we are after. Adventure tourism, for example, which is one of our convention tracks here in the ITB this year, is because of our diverse topography. Oman welcomes adventurers. They can test their limits and enjoy incredible range of unforgettable experiences. These range from hard adventure like mountain climbing, caving, desert safaris, and so on, to softer experiences like walking, hiking, horse riding, and so on. We have an incredible natural wealth of animal, plant, and marine life. In Oman, there are 2,600 animal species, 2,500 marine species, and 1,400 plant species. We even have 5 turtle species. And these are all of these species are part of the offer for tourists to come and enjoy here in the country. Speaking of diversity, I should as well mention Oman's cuisine. It's one of our another ITB convention tracks. We have such a rich and layered cuisine, very much influenced by Oman's incredible Indian Ocean location. The location which is at the crossroads of all continents, our seafaring history, and our place in the spice route, the variety of local ingredients, all this makes it very special and outstanding as a gastronomical experience. And our food is very much a special window in our heritage, and tourists would try it before, arriving to the country. It would be a wonderful introduction to what's in the store when you visit. And after you visited the country and returned back home, it would be an amazing way of evoking memories of your visit to make you come back soon again and again. Let me finish by saying that Oman is often described as the hidden jewel of the Middle East by being the host country of the ITB, and this platform, which certainly brings this jewel a chance to shine as it shares the brilliance of its dazzling offer with the tourism professionals, decision makers, and the visitors of 2024 ITB here in Berlin.